Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the Frenchpreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mike Rotondo, CEO of Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And what began as a single location on the beach of Destin, Florida, has grown to be a lifestyle brand for people looking for healthy alternatives to fast food. And we're going to talk to Mike about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the Franchpreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mike Rotondo, the CEO of Tropical Smoothie Cafe. What began as a single location on the beach of Destin, Florida, has grown to be a lifestyle brand for people looking for healthy alternatives to fast food. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good. Doing great. Good morning,
That's
everybody.
Great. Good morning, Mike. It's great to have you on the show. We would like to ask our guest, where are you calling from today, Mike?
I'm in our support center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, great. Okay, good. How's the weather down there today, Mike?
It is great. Looking outside, beautiful. Great smoothie business.
That's true, isn't it? That's fantastic. You guys have a very interesting history. I thought maybe we could, like, you know, dive into that, you know, as far as, you know, your beginnings and, you know, and everything that's happened since.
Yeah, Tropical Smoothie started out back 17 years ago as just a smoothie concept. It was really just designed to be smoothies and some grab-and-go products. And then it was decided pretty quickly on, I think within the first 2 months, to say, hey, we need to bring in food. We got to do more than just smoothies.
Uh-huh.
And so they brought in food and made wraps and sandwiches and salads, and then you know, kind of plugged along and did well. And then around 2008 is when we really started to innovate and really get behind the food more and more. Still innovating on the smoothie side of the business, but really trying to bring food to be a more substantial part of the menu. We had good food, but we just, you know, people didn't know about it. And,
uh-huh.
you know, again, the name, Tropical Smoothie Cafe,
right.
Smoothie is what everybody heard. And so it's been our challenge to really continue to educate people about the food that we offer. And then in 2012, we were purchased by a private equity firm here in Atlanta. So that was kind of a big, you know, milestone for us and moved our support center here to Atlanta. And now supporting 380 cafes with another 50 to open before the end of the year. You know, so that's kind of what's going on at Tropical Smoothie.
Right. It's a great menu too, Mike. I was on the website just like an hour ago just looking at it. I mean, and the menu is really strong. I mean, you know, what do you look for when you go into your own restaurants? I mean, do you have a favorite yourself?
Yeah, I love, you know, it's our Island Green smoothie. It is something that when I tell people, it's spinach and kale and pineapple and mango and banana. And it's our number one selling smoothie. And,
That's
I mean,
great.
It just, it is, it's so good. And on the food side, I'd have to go with our Jamaican jerk wrap. With it's got a great rice and bean mix. And then it's got chicken and jerk sauce. It's a really, really great wrap.
That's fantastic. One of the interesting things about, you know, the food industry, Mike, is you know, how the role that technology plays. I mean, how is Tropical Smoothie Cafe using technology today compared to, you know, I guess, you know, 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, a couple different things. You know, we just released our new website. So as an example, I'm sure a lot of people, you know, maybe this is more known than I realize. But we took a very different approach to redoing our website. So let's talk about just from that perspective, from a marketing perspective. Years ago, you built websites for your desktop, and then you made them mobile-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the direction you went. Everybody's looking on their desktop, their laptop, and then you said, oh, we got to make this website mobile-friendly. So you take all this and try and turn it into a mobile-friendly site. What we did is actually in redoing our website is we started with the mobile.
Wow.
So we created what we felt was a very, very mobile-friendly. How do people want to access us? So we created the mobile version and then reverse-engineered and went to the desktop version. So a very different approach, and it really made us evaluate what we need to show where and when and how and how we show our nutritionals because, you know, on a website, it's easy to pull up the nutritional page, and it shows this big sheet of nutritionals, and you can follow it. Well,
that's
not user-friendly on an iPhone or on any type of an Android.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get faster, easier access to our menu and what you want to know about Tropical Smoothie. So that's one example how we've taken technology and really kind of used it and tried to be innovative in the right fashion.
Yeah, I think it's clever. I've never heard of that before, and it does. It makes total sense, doesn't it, too? You know, it, almost like you guys are almost the pioneers in that, you know, as far as starting. You know, we've been doing the show a long time, and I haven't heard of that. So I think that's very I think that's very innovative, Mike, so I think that's great. The industry you're in, I mean, it's a big industry, and, it, you know, it seems like there's growth. I mean, are there any numbers on the industry, Mike, as far as, you know, growth and how big it is?
I think, you know, the fast casual business, so again, not just if you think about QSR and all that, but where we feel we are in that fast casual business. Mm-hmm. I believe the last I saw was about a $34 billion
mm-hmm.
industry.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, right. You know, a lot going on there. Look at how many brands that are trying to get into this. You know, they're trying to get into that fast casual. Even QSR brands are trying to reinvent themselves to be
sure.
more fast casual. But I think the thing that sets us apart, nobody's been able to do this like we have, and it's the food and the smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have the food, and they play around with smoothies.
That's true.
Or they have the smoothies, and they play around with food. We do both, and we do both really, really well. And nobody's really been able to do that. And I'm super
right.
proud of the system and the franchisees executing the system to be able to say that. You know, it's, when somebody says, well, who's your competitor? I say, well, are you talking food? Are you talking smoothies? Because if
right,
you're talking
right.
both, there really isn't one.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, that's what really, really breaks us apart.
That's clever. And it's a nice niche to have in the market, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
tough,
you, can say
you know,
like
because
that.
you want to be great at both, and,
right.
and so many people feel like, well, you know, you're a great smoothie place. So
right.
how can you have credible food, you know?
Sure, exactly.
And then they come in and they try the food and they go, wow, I had no idea. And we get that response so many times. And so, you know, we're addressing that. You know, we're reinnovating the look, changing, we're revising our logo and revising the look of the cafe so that even from outside you get this feel that it's not just a smoothie place. It's a place where I can come in and get great food. So the way I would say it is the new design, as you look at the new design, we've got it here in Atlanta, and a couple of cafes are now opening with the new design. The easiest way to describe it is that we are elevating our food and what you see of our food and celebrating the smoothie. So it's celebrating our smoothies and elevating our food business. And when you come in the cafe, you see this smoothie bar where you can actually sit and talk
right.
to the guy making smoothies. And so it really becomes this very cool interactive smoothie bar. And then the food is all out front as well. So you see the food being made. So that is really going to be what I believe takes us to the next level.
Yeah, and people like that too, don't they, Mike? I mean, again, you've been doing this a long time, you know, but, I mean, customers like that, don't they, to be able to, you know, watch, you know, the food being made and, you know, as you say, sit at, like, a stool and watch the drinks being made and things like that. So it's very clever, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cool. And they'll ask the smoothie man, what should I try next time? You know, they're looking,
exactly.
they're sitting there looking at the menu, drinking their smoothie, thinking, what should I get next time, you know?
It's
so
clever,
it's interactive.
Isn't
I love
it. Yeah, it sure is. You know, you mentioned the franchisees, Mike. I mean, what do you look for in your franchisees as far as like you know characteristics and things like that?
Yeah, I think you know when I look at our franchisees, and you know we get you know all the applications that come through across my desk. I look at every single one of those applications that are brought to me from our team,
mm-hmm.
and there's you know, besides looking at their financial background and, you know, all the basic things you would typically look at,
right.
I look at the way they answer two questions on our franchise application. The first one is, what do you think a franchisee is? So define a franchisee. And
wow.
then the next question is, how do you define the franchisor? And what do you believe that relationship is? So what I look for is people that understand really what franchising means and
right.
understanding that I am going to go into an environment where I am given the tools and my job is to execute those tools. I trust this brand. I trust the model. And I'm going to take these tools that they give me and I'm going to use them. So I don't want, from a characteristic standpoint, I don't want robots. I don't want somebody who's just going to come in and say, oh, this is all I do.
Right.
I want the entrepreneurs. I want
sure.
the people that have the energy and the passion, but I want them to use that energy and passion to grow the brand, not try and reinvent the wheel. So they have to understand what franchising is. That's one.
Right.
Two is they have to have a passion for the brand.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a brand where, you know, I mean, we're 380 cafes. You know, we've got great penetration in Florida and in Virginia. I mean, we've got great presence in a lot of markets. But there's also a lot of markets where you can't just go and turn the light on and you know, everybody knows who Tropical Smoothie is.
Right.
So
right.
You got to get out there. You have to, you know, really go out and sell the brand. And so you have to have passion for the brand,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have the ability to hire, train, and retain great people. You know, we just came off of our convention, and I told franchisees there's three things that will make us keep winning, because we're winning. I mean, comp sales last year up 6.4. Mm-hmm. We're going to open at least 60 new locations this year. Comp sales are trending up again, even better than last year. So the brand is doing great. How do we keep winning? We keep winning by the franchisees doing three things. They have to make people number one. That's critical.
Sure.
They have a choice. They can either hire smart or manage tough. It's one
right.
of the two. So
right, right.
hire great people. Make people number one. The second thing is to embrace the system, embrace the process and the model. And the last thing is to deliver exceptional products and services. So that's what I look for. As I look at franchisees, can they make people number one?
Right.
Will they embrace the system and model? And can they deliver exceptional products and services? That's what I look for in potential franchisees.
Yeah, that's very powerful. We've been doing the show a long time now, and you've given some, you know, very interesting and clever responses, Mike. I think that's great. What about the training? You know, once they decide, you know, they want to go forward with you, you like them, they like you, what's the training like? I mean, do they come to the headquarters in Georgia?
Yeah, they'll do there's three different phases.
Mm-hmm.
So initially they'll do what's called cafe basics, and that
okay.
would be in a cafe near them, where they go in and they really just learn the basics of the cafe, making smoothies, making sandwiches, running the register. So it's not management, it's not scheduling, it's really just understanding the basics of how to work in a tropical smoothie. Then they come to Atlanta, and there's a week of classroom where they're taken through HR, hiring, you know, retaining people. They spend a whole day talking about marketing and IT. So there's this whole classroom. And then before they open their cafe, our field team goes out with them directly in their cafe prior to opening and then during their open, and spends about 10 days with them, really giving them their final lessons in how to operate a tropical smoothie right there at their cafe.
Right. That's a lot of training. That's,
yeah,
and of course, so important, you know. What about a typical day? You know, for our listeners, you know, they're saying, you know, wow, this sounds like a great opportunity. I don't have real experience in this business. How would you describe a typical day?
Well, first of all, I will tell you that a lot of our franchisees, we have school teachers, ex-yoga instructors, personal trainers, retired accountants. We have everything you can imagine, retired military, everything you can imagine. So if you don't have restaurant experience, but you understand hospitality and following systems, you can do this. So you're working in your cafe leading your team. I mean, that's one thing you're doing. You're
right.
meeting outside of your cafe with local businesses and organizations to increase awareness of your cafe. So there's a lot of FaceTime out there. Meeting, you're doing chamber meetings, you're doing stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you're reviewing your financials. You know, you're it's a business. You're going to review your financials, and we have tools to help you understand your food cost and your labor cost. So you're doing that. And then the last thing is you're staying in touch with what's going on at Tropical Smoothie. You know, we have a website that franchisees go to and get all the most current information on Tropical Smoothie. Every week there's a brand update that comes out and really tells everybody, here's things you need to make sure you're aware of this week. So it's,
right.
it's really working in your cafes and then, you know, kind of working in your business and working on your business.
Sure.
In it with your staff and then on it with the community and the organizations around you to build that awareness and get them in your cafes.
That's fantastic. I like the diversity, too, you know, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. I think that certainly adds to the mix of the franchise, doesn't it, Mike?
It really does, and it brings a lot of different perspectives to us. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we get
yeah.
so many great ideas from our franchisees, and it's not just from franchisees that understand, you know, restaurants.
Right.
There's, you know, like I said, we just came back from our convention, and it was great. And I got so much great insight from franchisees, and their backgrounds are so different. It's It's interesting to manage. It's a challenge to manage
sure.
all that diversity, but I think it makes us better.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think that's well said. We call our listeners aspiring franchisepreneurs, Mike. I mean, most of our listeners, you know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise, but from our experience, most of them don't even know where to begin. And, you know, you've been doing this quite a long time now. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Yeah, I would say that the first thing is they have to believe in the brand itself,
mm-hmm.
and they have to believe in the model. It's not one or the other, because
right.
I know of a lot of franchises that put out, you know, say, well, here's this model, this is this model. But if you don't believe in the brand and what the brand stands for, it's going to be hard to execute that model. If you believe in the brand, but you don't believe in the model, and you're going to challenge
right.
the model every time you turn around, that's not for you. So you have to believe in the brand, whatever it might be, whether it's Tropical Smoothie or any other brand out there. Got to believe in that brand and what the brand stands for. Ask the people when you're looking to become a franchisee. Ask them what their brand stands for. Ask them
right.
what they're trying to do. Our mission is to inspire a healthier lifestyle by serving amazing food and smoothies, and we do it with a little bit of tropical fun. That's it. Very simple. We're trying to inspire
yeah.
a healthier lifestyle. If you believe in that, then look at our model and see if you believe in the model. The second thing would be is what I referred to earlier, Marty, and that was really, are you willing to use the tools
uh-huh.
that are given to you? Use your energy
yeah.
in driving results and maximizing the tools. If you are an entrepreneur and you look at a brand and you say, oh, I love this brand and I've got a lot of ideas on how they can change it, then franchising is not for you.
Right,
you know,
right.
being a franchisee is not for you.
Sure.
You want to say, I'm looking at this potential franchisee, I love what they do, and I am going to use my energy and my drive to get results using their tools. That's what you have to believe in. And then I tell everybody, do your homework. Call franchisees.
Yeah.
You know, validate. You know, because I'll ask, when I talk to an existing franchisee and they bring up a question, and I'd say, well, now, let me ask you this. What did you find out during your due diligence?
Mm-hmm.
What did the Tropical Smoothie franchisee say to you? Well, I didn't call very many of them. You know, well, do your homework. You know, this
right.
is an investment. Call our franchisees and speak to them. Call 20, 30 of them. You'll get the really good stuff, and maybe you'll call a couple of people that will tell you this wasn't for them.
Right.
And maybe that's a great learning, and maybe you back away because you have the same characteristics that this individual had. That's okay. It's not for everybody. But
right.
believe in the brand and the model. Are you willing to really execute that model, or are you thinking you're going to change it,
mm-hmm.
and then do your homework?
Yeah, it's very powerful. We have this Great Quotes on Franchising podcast, Mike. I think we're going to put that in there for our listeners because, again, we've been doing the show a long time now, and I think that's really strong and great advice. What are Tropical Smoothie's plans for the future then, Mike? I mean, if you could look 3 to 5 years, I mean, I can ask you, being the CEO of the company.
Yeah, so it's we're going to continue our innovation. We have locked in on this is what our customers want from us. And so we are going to continue to innovate. You're going to continue to see really cool food items on our menu. Not crazy, but
right,
stuff
right.
that people really will love and crave. We're going to continue to push our smoothies. More veggie smoothies are coming soon. There's a couple of more getting ready to launch in the next couple of months. We're going to push veggie smoothies like nobody else has. A lot of our competitors will use like juice and things like that. We're putting carrots and kale and spinach
right.
and beets. And you know, you see it. You know, we're scooping it into the blenders. But you'll see more innovation on that side. And then you're going to see. You know, we're going to get up to. We're going to break 400 cafes this year. And by 2018, you're going to see at least 750 tropical smoothies.
Amazing.
And then the new look for the cafes.
That's fantastic. Did you get to try any of these, Mike, before they ever hit the market, or?
Oh, not only do I try them, I'm involved in actually making a lot of them.
Really? Wow.
So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, I am very involved in the test kitchen. Sometimes the marketing department loves that, and sometimes they hate it.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Mike, to get more information on becoming a franchisee? If you want to plug, like, any websites or any phone numbers?
Yeah, just tropicalsmoothiecafe.com. And then when they go there, they'll see our new really cool website, and then they just click on franchising. and then that takes them to our franchising website. So they can learn about our menu and stuff on the main Tropical Smoothie website, and then just click franchise, and you'll find it.
Yes, it's a great website, by the way, and I actually saw your I saw you on YouTube this morning as well. I think that was a commercial, so I thought that was fantastic. I thought that was well done. So just very impressed with Tropical Smoothie Cafe. I'm so glad I finally had you on the show, Mike, and I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is a wonderful concept.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now all years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from franchise consultant and a previous franchisee, Tom Scarta. And Tom has a wonderful, well, he actually has a bunch of wonderful quotes, but he mentions to buy based on what's good for you and not what's good for the neighborhood. I mean, how often have so many of us, you know, we've driving and you say, God, that would be a great place for Papa John's or a Subway. And, you know, that's not really a good reason to get into franchising, where I suspect some people do. So listen to what Tom has to say as far as his advice to prospective franchisees. I thought he did a great job. Here we go.
You're doing now, and you went through the whole process yourself, so I guess that's why you're having success now with Fran Choice, because you saw it, you know, worked for yourself. Like, even though you know, the failure was not an option, I mean, you must have had you know, just starting up a new business, it was your first time owning a business when you start up the Maui Wowie, right?
That's correct, yes.
So what was going through your you know, thought process then? I guess you were just You had some peace of mind knowing you were working with a specialist in franchising, which gave you some confidence, and you know, starting up a business maybe wasn't as, you know, nervous to you because of that. Is that was you know, the whole mindset you know, going in, Tom?
Yeah, and it's a coincidence. I don't know if, you know, one of your former interviewees, Carol Mercurio, who I think you know, was actually my consultant back in 2000.
Oh, wow.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very, very cool. So she helped me out greatly in this process. And said, you know, really, really set me up to have my mindset in the right frame of mind, I guess. And we, you know, dove into the investigation process, but also the franchise company was very helpful. They were very forthcoming with their information, really told us what it was going to be all about, and said to us, you know, this is not signing a franchise agreement and then becoming a millionaire. You know, this, like a lot of people join a gym, they think just by signing the gym agreement they're going to lose weight. You gotta go to the gym. You gotta
right,
work.
Right.
You gotta
so she's
work
very good in you know, getting that information across to you. She probably taught you a few new things about yourself you didn't know because of
right.
her, you know, analysis and depth that, you know, your company goes into when you're speaking to a prospect, right?
Exactly. It was a soul-searching experience. I use that phrase every day. I experienced it myself, and now I take my candidates through that same soul-searching experience where, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I love donuts. Let me open up a donut franchise. That's just a silly thing to do. That's not a good business decision. Or somebody will say, you know, there is no whatever in my neighborhood, so I think I should open one, and you should be buying a franchise based on what's good for you, not for the neighborhood.
Right. Yeah, so maybe talk about, Tom, what types of characteristics you think make a good franchisee. I mean, you go through that whole process. You probably know pretty quickly whether someone's a pretty good match or not, but what are some of the top characteristics that make people successful?
Well, there are two very delineating points. Either you're an extrovert or an introvert. And just because you're an introvert doesn't mean that you're not a good franchisee. It just means that you may not want to be the kind of guy who's out drumming up your own business, and you might want something where it's more back office for you. So first we kind of figure that out. But you have to have a lot of self-confidence. You have to be able to know that you can be a success. And people don't realize, even if they're, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old in a corporate job, they're successful to where they're at.
Right.
And then they have to open up their comfort zone and get to the next level. A lot of people are afraid of that. So you have to be a little bit fearless,
right.
Be willing to take a leap of faith and know that you can do it, because you'll never find a concept that you're 100% in love with. There's always a little something missing. And I kind of use the analogy of when you're buying a house. You might find the perfect house in the perfect neighborhood, but there's probably something wrong. You might not have the right windows that you want or whatever, and you have to learn to live with it, get into it, and then fix it and work with it.
Right.
So you have to do that. But as far as characteristics go, it's really the yearning and the want to really make a change for your future. And not everybody's cut out to be a franchisee or a business owner. And, you know, we do need great people running, you know, great civil service systems or what have you. But, you know, for me personally, I could just speak from personal experience. I was successful in transit. I moved very quickly up the line, but then realized that, you know, when I looked at the vice president and the president of transit, they weren't living in the houses I wanted to live in or driving the cars I wanted to drive, but business owners were. So if you got that drive, you can do it. And, of course, that's not for everybody. People are sometimes fine with a very simple lifestyle, and that's great. But I think you need to have the drive, and more than that, you need to have the vision, and you need to be a goal setter. You need to know what your goals are.
That's a good point, knowing what the goal is. 'Cause that's all just